Welcome to the Psychology of Wealth mini chapters by Dr. Paul Counsell, as narrated by Justin Paul.
Chapter 55. Achieve the stuff of your dreams. Quote, "The secret is in the questions we ask," end quote. Being geared to the pleasures of consumerism, the present economic and social systems provide an effective distraction to the need to plan for your financial future. However, when people reach an age where society determines that it has no further need for them or their skills, only two modes of living remain. At some point in your life, you are either going to be able to live a lifestyle of choice for as long as you want, or you are going to struggle financially for the rest of your life. Post-redundancy, or post the age of retirement, the comfort zone of a working life rapidly disappears, and you either make it into the financially free group, or you make it into the majority group of struggle and lack. Your choices are to either survive at whatever level you can afford to survive at, or to live a life of choice because you have achieved financial freedom. Which group you end up in is completely up to you and is determined by the thoughts and actions you take now. The secret is in the questions we ask. In an attempt to understand why so many people never achieve the stuff of their dreams, it might be useful to examine the questions people have been asking since the beginning of time. With the development of language, humans move from instinctual behaviors of survival to more considered levels of survival. While some survived more comfortably than others, the majority began asking questions such as, "How do I keep safe? How do I shelter myself? How do I feed myself? How do I clothe myself? And how do I find a mate?" With trial and error, answers emerged, and the development of a collective wisdom was born. This collective wisdom was then applied to sating the needs of present generations, and, in turn, it was passed on to provide answers for future generations. Since that time, there have been countless languages developed, innumerable dialects spoken, and many nationalities born. Technology has changed from the hunter-gatherer to the farmer and agriculture, through the Industrial Revolution to the modern technological and information age we have today. It is now possible to feed and house the world populations with the amount of food that is currently grown and the money that is produced. Yet, the food and money reach only a few. From the driest deserts of Africa, through the frozen grounds of Alaska, to the fertile lands of Europe, most every generation that has ever existed has asked the same questions. How do I keep safe? How do I shelter myself? How do I feed myself? How do I clothe myself? And how do I reproduce the species? Since the beginning of humankind, answers have been guided by the collective wisdom of previous generations. Though living standards and lifespans may differ, it's the answers provided by conventional wisdom that witness the majority of people struggling through life with survival, at whatever level they can, as their primary focus. Most people are still asking the same questions and following the same answers. Little has changed.
May the wisdom of this chapter inspire you to courageously pursue your financial freedom.